Among the most established religions in the world, Judaism's history begins around 2000 BCE, with the covenant between God and Abraham. Over 1,000 years later, the Jewish faithful believe God's laws and commandments were revealed to Prophet Moses on Mount Sinai, forming the Torah, which is the first part of the Hebrew Bible. The Hebrew Bible, or Tanakh, and the ancient writings of the Talmud embody the beliefs and practices of Judaism. Present in every aspect of the religion is a single, omniscient, and compassionate God. The central authority of Judaism is vested in the sacred texts, traditions, and rabbis. The word rabbi is used to address a religious teacher or master. Today on Between Master and Disciples, we present to you excerpts from chapters 11 to 18 of the Book of Psalms from Judaism's Holy Tanakh.
Psalms chapter 11. For the leader, a psalm of David. In the Lord have I taken refuge. How say you to my soul, flee thou to your mountain, ye birds? For lo, the wicked bend the bow. They have made ready their arrow upon the string, that they may shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. When the foundations are destroyed, what hath the righteous wrought?
The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord, his throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he will cause to rain coals, fire and brimstone, and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous, he loveth righteousness, the upright shall behold his face.
Psalms chapter 12. For the leader on the Sheminith, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak falsehood every one with his neighbor, with flattering lip, and with a double heart do they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that speaketh proud things.
Who have said, our tongue will we make mighty, our lips are with us, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety at whom they puff. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a crucible on the earth, refined 7 times. Thou wilt keep them, O Lord. Thou wilt preserve us from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men.
Psalms chapter 13. For the leader, a psalm of David. How long, O Lord, wilt thou forget me forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart by day? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me?
Behold thou and answer me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him. Lest mine adversaries rejoice when I am moved. But as for me, in thy mercy do I trust. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me.
Psalms chapter 14. For the leader, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They have dealt corruptly, they have done abominably, there is none that doeth good. The Lord looked forth from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any man of understanding that did seek after God. They are all corrupt, they are together become impure. There is none that doeth good, no, not one.
There are they in great fear, for God is with the righteous generation. You would put to shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion! When the Lord turneth the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad.
Psalms chapter 15. A Psalm of David. Lord, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell upon thy holy mountain? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh truth in his heart. That hath no slander upon his tongue, nor doeth evil to his fellow, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money on interest, nor taketh a bribe against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Psalms chapter 16. Michtam of David. Keep me, O God, for I have taken refuge in thee. I have said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord, I have no good but in thee. As for the holy that are in the earth, they are the excellent in whom is all my delight. O Lord, the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup, thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places, yea, I have a goodly heritage.
I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. Yea, in the night seasons my reins instruct me. I have set the Lord always before me. Surely he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. For thou wilt not abandon my soul to the nether world, neither wilt thou suffer thy godly one to see the pit. Thou makest me to know the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and thy right hand bliss forevermore.
Psalms chapter 17. A Prayer of David. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer from lips without deceit. Let my judgment come forth from thy presence, let thine eyes behold equity. Thou hast tried my heart, thou hast visited it in the night. Thou hast tested me, and thou findest not that I had a thought which should not pass my mouth. As for the doings of men, by the words of thy lips I have kept me from the ways of the violent.
My steps have held fast to thy paths, my feet have not slipped. As for me, I call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, hear my speech. Make passing great thy mercies, O thou that savest by thy right hand from assailants them that take refuge in thee. Keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me in the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress, my deadly enemies that compass me about.
Their gross heart they have shut tight, with their mouth they speak proudly. At our every step they have now encompassed us. They set their eyes to cast us down to the earth. From men, by thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, whose portion is in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy treasure, who have children in plenty, and leave their abundance to their babes. As for me, I shall behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness.
Psalms chapter 18. For the leader, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke unto the Lord the words of this psalm in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in him I take refuge, my shield and my horn of salvation, my high tower.
Praised, I cry, is the Lord, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death compassed me, and the floods of Belial, a demon, assailed me. The cords of Sheol, a place where the dead gathered, surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. Out of his temple he heard my voice, and my cry came before him unto his ears.
Then the earth did shake and quake. The foundations also of the mountains did tremble. They were shaken, because he was wroth. Smoke arose up in his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth did devour. Coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly. Yea, he did swoop down upon the wings of the wind.
He made darkness his hiding place, his pavilion round about him, darkness of waters, thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness before him there passed through his thick clouds hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High gave forth his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows, and scattered them, and he shot forth lightnings, and discomfited them.
And the channels of waters appeared, and the foundations of the world were laid bare, at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from mine enemy, most strong, and from them that hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was a stay unto me. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me.
The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ordinances were before me, and I put not away his statutes from me. And I was single-hearted with him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyes.
With the merciful thou dost show thyself merciful. With the upright man thou dost show thyself upright. With the pure thou dost show thyself pure. And with the crooked thou dost show thyself subtle. For thou dost save the afflicted people, but the haughty eyes thou dost humble. For thou dost light my lamp, the Lord my God doth lighten my darkness. For by thee I run upon a troop, and by my God do I scale a wall.
As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield unto all them that take refuge in him. For who is God, save the Lord? And who is a rock, except our God? The God that girdeth me with strength, and maketh my way straight, who maketh my feet like hinds, and setteth me upon high places. Thou hast also given me thy shield of salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy condescension hath made me great.
Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. Thou hast delivered me from the contentions of the people. Thou hast made me the head of the nations, a people whom I have not known serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The sons of the stranger dwindle away before me. The sons of the stranger fade away and come trembling out of their close places.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, even the God that executeth vengeance for me and subdueth peoples under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies, yea, thou liftest me up above them that rise up against me. Thou deliverest me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the nations, and will sing praises unto thy name. Great salvation giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed for evermore. We thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, up next right after Noteworthy News. We wish you much happiness and glad tidings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.